responsibly. The statement was certainly true, but it implied more than he had wanted to imply, and very probably more than reality warranted. The career of George W. between 1964, when he entered Yale as a freshman, and the summer of 1986, when his life decisively turned around and he gave up drinking alcohol, were years when millions of young American men indulged in drinking and womanizing. But those years were also marked by other very positive elements in George W.'s life. In a way that may attract attention of more psychologically minded biographers in future years, George W. seemed to carry within himself during this period two quite different personalities, sometimes overlapping, but seldom fully integrated. A snappy, irreverent, cocky prankster on the one hand, and a serious-minded, duty-oriented, disciplined achiever on the other. Much of George W.'s first personality had its origins in the quick-mouthed iconoclast that his mother could sometimes be. The dutiful achiever was easily traceable to Bush Sr. George W. was well aware that people who knew him and his family well would often knowingly point out the parallels between mother and son. He often cashed in on the frequent association for the laughs it would draw. "I got my daddy's eyes and my mother's mouth," he often quipped. It was Barbara who, during the 1984 Reagan presidential re-election campaign, wisecracked infamously about Democratic vice presidential candidate Geraldine Ferraro, who had derided the Bush family as being rich and out of touch with ordinary Americans. Barbara told a reporter towards the end of a tiring day of campaigning that Ferraro was, quote, "a $4 million, I can't say it, but it rhymes with which," close quote. Barbara later apologized, and Ferraro accepted the apology. But her quick and sometimes very sharp lip was definitely inherited by George W. Bush's admission to Yale, as we saw, had not been anticipated by some of Andover's faculty, with good reason. His SAT scores were mediocre by Yale standards in 1964, 566 verbal, 640 math. He had, of course, the advantage of being the scion of highly distinguished Yale alumni, his grandfather Prescott Bush and his father Bush Sr., each of whom had not merely attended the famous Ivy League institution, but had lent glory to its name both while there and after graduation. But did George W.'s distinguished ancestry grease the skids of his admission to Yale? Quite possibly. Bush had, in fact, been right in the middle of Andover's graduating pack, ranking 114 in a class of 238. As he was to recall much later, George W. had been profoundly impressed by his Andover history teacher, Tom Lyons, and had developed an interest in the subject that he was to pursue at Yale. But no one ever accused him.